today on Ardmore Island, a number of things is happening in terms of pre-hospital emergency care. Firstly, certificates are being presented to the Island First Responder Group. This First Responder Group provided invaluable support to the Islanders and an integral part of our overall approach we are taking to patients' emergencies when they occur on the island. And just on behalf of the National Ambulance Service, I would like to officially acknowledge the dedication of the Ardmore Island First Responder Group who received their emergency first responder certificates today. These guys and girls, 10 of which in total, they've done over 92 hours in training between clinical and driver training in order to obtain these emergency first responder certificates. But not only that, we'd like to acknowledge also, Michaela, the work that has been done in the past. And we're presenting certificates of appreciation to those who have done emergency first responder courses and acted as emergency first responders on the island during recent years. And then thirdly, I suppose one of the big initiatives today is that we're delivering a new ambulance which replaces the 20-year-old ambulance that's currently there. And NAS has made significant investment in training and equipment to Islanders as part of our planning for medical emergencies, and we're delighted to welcome the delivery of this new ambulance vehicle to the island to replace the older vehicle. And then lastly, I suppose, we're in conjunction with CHO1 Community Health, and we're launching the emergency care information sheet. So that's the distribution of emergency care information sheets to every home on the island, which has been organised by, as I say, Community Health in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. It contains important residential and visitor medical emergency information for people while they are on the island. And the information sheet is a valuable document that will advise both islanders and visitors what to do in the case of an emergency.
And how much of an impact will this have now on the provision of services for the island going forward?
We've always had a presence on the island in terms of a vehicle. This puts a more governance structure in terms of what is already there. The clinical level of training, the driver training and the new vehicle all makes it, brings it up to a state-of-the-art system for the island in terms of pre-hospital emergency care.